You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. It's 7:50 on a Thursday, and time to welcome back to studios Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater and co-host of this Cinema Chat. How are you, man?
Good. Well, again, happy anniversary to WEMU.
Celebrating 50 years in the books. Now it's time to look forward, and we can stop pointing out it's 50 years.
That's right. It's 50 more years, and we'll be really old.
There's something non-lyrical about, hey, welcome to our 51st year.
It's true. Well, we usually talk about movies during Cinema Chat, but there's a live show that folks really should go check out. It's called Ariel, Zoe, and Eli. These are three local kids that have a national TV show that's been on for several years. They've been nominated for Emmy Awards for their music that's connected to the TV show, and they're doing a really great holiday show this Saturday at 1:30 at the Michigan Theater. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster or Nicholas Books, but there'll be performances of songs that they've written. There'll be traditional holiday songs. And they, many months ago, before the passing of Chad Carr, wrote a song called Chad Tough that had a huge internet following.
Yes.
And so as a tribute to Chad, they will perform that song.
Had one of those goosebump moments.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. And it is a goosebump moment for many, many reasons. But anyway, this holiday concert is going to be on Saturday at 1:30. And go check it out at the Michigan Theater. It should be a lot of fun for families and anyone looking for a little bit of holiday
spirit. Yeah, it's
going
to be one of those unique experiences for the year.
Very unique. There's going to be Celine cheerleaders and all kinds of musicians and good things going on stage.
All local and all good.
It's all good. But local, but with a complete national. They have a Facebook page that have millions of followers. So
just like you.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's the awards season. Remember, Academy Awards are coming up the 28th. The SAG Awards, the Screen Actor Guild Awards, were nominated, and the most nominations went to Trumbo, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater. Bryan Cranston and the cast, the ensemble cast, got a nomination, as well as the lead actress that plays Hedda Hopper. So check that out. Yeah, absolutely. And Brooklyn is still playing, and that's going to be in the award hunt. Saoirse Ronan, who's the lead lady there, may get a nomination for Best Actress as well. And Spotlight also got nominations for Best Actor. Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo's in that. Rachel McAdams, Stanley Tucci, a great cast, great story. Those are still playing at the Michigan State Theater downtown. And opening this weekend is Labyrinth of Lies, which examines the post-war economic miracle in Germany that solved certain kind of economic issues but didn't solve all of the social issues in the aftermath of World War II. There was a great deal of denial about what happened during the war, not terribly surprising in the country that created great human tragedy in the way that war creates tragedy, but very specific to the World War II, those tragedies. And a compelling story. It opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater. Some special screenings that are coming up downtown. If you're a ski buff, you know Warren Miller. He's made films for decades and decades and decades.
I'm not a ski. I don't like the snow. I hibernate during winter. But you can't be anything but having your breath take away by looking at the videography and the cinematography of his films.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's breathtaking.
He's a very elderly gentleman at this point, but for about 50 years, he's been making these ski movies, and they used to be kind of silent travelogue movies, and now they're very contemporary, very
extreme
cool.
Extreme sport kind of
movies. And so anyway, Chasing Shadows is the name of the latest one, and it's going to be Friday at 7:30, so go check that out. And there's U.S. freestyle skiing, as well as snowboarding, and pretty much anything you can do on snow is covered in this
movie. And just
the
look at nature is astounding.
It is
astounding.
Spectacular. One of the Midnight movie at the State Theater also has a holiday theme. It's Die Hard, believe it or not. It's set in the holidays in L.A.
Yeah, I think sometimes we forget that when we think think of that movie.
Bruce Willis saves his girlfriend and a bunch of other people that are at a party. He plays a cop who's visiting L.A. Alan Rickman is the bad guy in the movie. So that's going to be this Saturday at 11:59. And then our holiday series is has How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is the Jim Carrey live-action version of
it. I didn't think that could be translated. He was actually very good at that.
He's an amazing guy. And then it concludes next week on Sunday. This is this coming Sunday at 1:30. And then on the 20th is the final film in that series, and it's A Wonderful Life. That, again, is a week from this Sunday at 1:30. The Royal Shakespeare Company performs Henry V, and that will be a live recorded broadcast that happens on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Those things have been very, very popular. And a documentary film called Consumed about genetically modified organisms is going to play on Monday at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. Now, at the opening at the Multiplex, we have In the Heart of the Sea, which is kind of a prequel to Moby Dick. it's a movie.
But
about,
I assume the whale was still terrorizing people.
Yes. Well, it's based on a true story about the whaling ship Essex in the 1820s, and the crew is terrorized by this gigantic whale, and the stories that they tell subsequent to their just barely making it, or some of the crew just barely making it out of the difficulties, ended up being part of the legend that created.
I don't know how the story's going to play out, but I assure you that there are going to be some rather spectacular special effects.
Yes, there will be special effects, to be sure. And then a British crime drama called Legend, and it's based on the true story of the rise and fall of London's most notorious gangster, Reggie and Ron Cray. These folks were active in the 1960s, so you can think of kind of the Godfather era, but in London, with a particular a British twist to it. It looks like a very interesting period piece, and the Cray twins did terrorize London. They're both Reggie.
The Cray
and
twins doesn't have that cachet of Babyface Nelson or something.
Yeah, maybe so, but Tom Hardy plays both brothers, Reggie and Ron Cray.
Well, that should be an interesting exercise.
In this particular version. Coming up on the 18th is Macbeth. Now, this is a production. This isn't a live broadcast. This is a movie of Macbeth that has Michael Fassbender as Macbeth, Maria Cotillard as Lady Macbeth, and David Thewlis as Duncan. And the trailer for this is beautiful. Obviously, we know the story,
right?
And it's a faithful translation of the Shakespeare text into a movie format that doesn't lose any of its cinematic quality. So anyway, it's kind of a magic trick the way they play that off. So just as you're planning your holiday movie going and your award season movie going, know that opening on Christmas Day will be Carol, which is the Cate Blanchett, Rooney Mara starring film, directed by Todd Haynes, that's just gotten great, great reviews. Youth, which we actually did a preview screening of, that stars Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel as two old artists. One's a conductor, one's a film director. And it's directed by the guy that did the Academy Award-winning Best Foreign Language Film last year.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, interesting. The Danish Girl, which is a transsexual story that stars Eddie Redmayne in that role, and again, great reviews for him, and he won the Academy Award last year
There's no question as to whether or not he can act.
Yeah, he certainly can. And then Joy is the other film that's opening on Christmas Day, so just keep those in mind as you're planning your holiday viewing and also your award season movie going.
Well, we can breathe a sigh of relief, and I can take personal pleasure in knowing that we've yet again for another week managed to avoid talking about Star Wars. We won't be able to avoid it next week.
That's right.
So join us next week for Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Farron. You have been listening to Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU. Oh, shut up.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.